Some other major entertainment news this morning about one of the most talked about CDs of the year. It's called Arular, the debut album by a rapper from Sri Lanka who grew up in London. She goes by the name M.I.A. and has become a sensation not only for her rhythms and rhymes, but also for her politics. Reviewer Oliver Wang says listeners would do best to keep their ears on the music.
M.I.A.'s backstory has been as widely touted as her music. Born Maya Arul Pragasam, the 28-year-old is the daughter of a Tamil revolutionary. As a child, her family was uprooted by the long-running Sri Lankan civil war, and she eventually settled and came of age in London. In that cultural nexus, M.I.A. absorbed the styles of everything from Jamaican patois to hip-hop lyricism, blending them together in her unique form of wordplay. It's easy to see why M.I.A. has stood out so prominently, especially against the current backdrop of bubblegum pop and gangster rap. It's not every day you chance upon a Sri Lankan British singer with a Kingston meets Cockney brogue rapping about revolution. Many music critics have played up her exoticness as if she were the love child of Nina Cherry and Che Guevara, or a prodigal daughter of the third world, returning home to sound bomb the empire. London, quiet and then I need to make a sound. New York, quiet and then I need to make a sound. Kingston, quiet and then I need to make a sound. Brazil, quiet and then I need to make a sound. If M.I.A. has been crowned pop's rebel princess, she's knowingly cultivated that image too. Her video for the single, Galang, incorporates colorful stencil art of tanks and missiles, and the cover of Arular features Arabic script that may or may not represent anything. Her catchy lyrics draw on an alluring rhetoric of insurrection, but they're more like cheery protest slogans, long on style but a bit short on substance. Ultimately, if M.I.A.'s politics lack any real force, it's her music that speaks the loudest. It's telling on her most explicitly political song, Pull Up the People. It's actually the bass that gets the last word in. For all the intrigue surrounding M.I.A.'s heritage and politics, it's her music that makes the most powerful and compelling contribution to the pop world. Arular plays like the soundtrack for the best video game never made. And while M.I.A.'s lyrics may suggest tense times ahead, her music is all about release with its relentless energy and giddy intensity. M.I.A. sets out to shake up the world by getting us to shake ourselves. You can watch TV and watch the media.
Oliver Wang is a music critic and scholar based in San Francisco. He's the editor of Classic Material, the Hip Hop Album Guide. As we mentioned, there's much talk about MIA, and tomorrow we'll hear from the man who helped spark the MIA buzz. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.